Brisbane Wakes Up with Steph, Abby and Matt on B105.
G'day everyone, you've downloaded today's podcast. Well done for doing so, really appreciate that.
Yeah, big show. We talked to the Deputy Premier about when we're going to get this ECA holiday. For those of you listening outside of Australia, ECA is short for exhibition. Doesn't make much sense, but it's like a big festival that got cancelled due to COVID.
Is he tired?
Did you, Stephen?
Yeah, Stephen. Stephen yeah. Looks like I was like, dude, you know, he's
he would
just,
be.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he's been acting premier while Palaszczuk was in
quarantine. It's like
Gladys
is the premier of New South Wales, and I just like, I just feel like giving her a hug.
You know what it would be,
like
though?
She's just under so much scrutiny.
Being a premier or being a prime minister or someone like that, it's like, you know, going to work every day is going to be a bad day.
Mm.
Like, there's not many days you would go into the office and then you would meet with whoever your secretary or whatever is and they go, all right, so here's what's happening today. Every day, especially during the pandemic, is like, all right, it's gone to shit. Let's see what level of it.
It's a criticism. They're like every single person that is in a high up job has so much criticism that they can't do anything right.
No, of course not.
I'd be the worst. Yeah. Well, you do better. You're the premier. Yeah, I am. See? Yeah.
I think what you're describing there is a dictatorship. Yeah, I don't know. They keep their cool very well.
That's what I meant. Like, I would have to snap occasionally. The person who's doing it at the moment who's brilliant is, what's her name? Oh, my God, I love her. She's American. She's a press secretary.
Oh, yeah.
Anyone know her name?
No.
Blonde girl. But she's just so good at doing press conferences.
You're not talking about the chick who used to do it for Donald Trump?
No.
She was very good.
I don't think it's her. No, it's for the new.
Hmm.
Now, since Trump went out, I haven't heard diddly squat about the politics in America. It's like everyone, Trump's gone? Okay.
Like, there was one reporter that got up and said, so you supporting killing babies or something like this because of abortion or whatever?
Mm.
Yeah, right.
And she said, does a president support that? And she goes, I'm so sorry. Are you asking, does a president support women having a right over their own bodies? Yes, he does. Next question. And you're like, whoa.
Joe Biden... press secretary?
Yeah.
Palaszczuk snapped yesterday.
Did she?
She said, you will respect this press conference.
Who wasn't doing
no,
it?
No, that was the other one. That was Berejiklian. Yeah, Jiggers. Are you talking about Psaki? Jen Psaki? Psaki?
Blonde hair?
No, she's got red hair.
There's a girl I like.
Well, anyway, it's with that chick.
Oh, yeah, Jen. You're sorry. Yes.
She got some highlights now.
No. She does have strawberry blonde. She did have a little bit more of a blonde, and now she's gone back into the rinse. Yes, I love her.
I was going to say, because she's a photo I'm looking at on Wikipedia.
She's very red.
She's ginger.
Okay. Yeah, no, she's really good.
Righto. Shall we play the podcast?
We shall.
Stav, Abby, and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Thank you, guys. Anyone do anything for me recently that I'm unaware of?
Yeah, no problem, buddy. Always here to lift you up when you need it.
Good, thank you. I appreciate that.
What did you buy him?
Oh, well, he knows.
I know.
He knows.
I know. I'll take that one because it'll help me out. Yeah. I got a parcel in the mail a couple of days ago.
Here or at your house?
At my house, addressed to me.
Matty's out. He doesn't know the address.
Yeah, I do.
Don't say it. and it was my wife's birthday recently, so I have had a couple of packages coming because I had to buy it all when I was in lockdown. I ruined my run. So I thought it was one of those, and I opened it, and it was a book. And it was a book called Jonathan Livingston Seagull. Has anyone ever heard of that book? It's a classic. It's a classic book, right? But I've heard of it, but I didn't want to read it.
I think at this point we all know that it's not from me now.
It's an inspirational fable about...
Wow, I'm out. He doesn't even know library services. Come on.
Yeah. Maybe a CD or something. Maybe
alcohol I would have went.
Yeah, cool. Audio book.
Yeah. Not even I can keep this jig up anymore.
So was this book addressed to you?
Yes, it was.
It had your name?
It had my name on it.
What was the name on the front? Was it Stav or Stuart?
Stuart.
Oh, well, then it's your mum.
Well, yeah. She's
going to be your family.
One.
Well, maybe. Well, yeah.
No, that's because you're Stuart.
But normally when I get stuff addressed to the house, it's Stuart.
Only if you fill it out.
What, did it say Stuart or Stuart?
Yes.
So if anyone out there sent me the book. So even though you've done this occasionally where you wake up and you get a parcel, you're like, oh, what did I do last night? Maybe I bought something on eBay. So I look back through all my bank accounts. Definitely have not bought this book. And even to the point where I was aware of the book. It's never occurred to me to read the book. So I've never, like, you know, someday you go, oh, that reminds me, I wanted to read that. And then you forget that you've done it. Never wanted to read this book ever. So I don't know where it's come from.
Rory, because you give her your phone. Well, like, yeah, a lot of times.
But then it would still be, I searched all through my bank details for stuff that came out.
She's got her own credit card, maybe.
When you read it, I don't know. If someone has sent me the book, I would like also to know why. Because it's a fable about a seagull. And I've got some excerpts here. So if anyone thinks that I should be reading this, I'm not sure why.
Can I ask a question? Mm. Did you say it's a fable?
Fable.
What's a fable?
Fable. It's like
a story. Is that another word for story?
Yeah, that teaches you a lesson. Most
generations after generations sort of pass on the same ones.
Do you know
what I mean? There's always sort of a moral.
Yeah, like how I teach my son, if you play with it too much, it'll eventually fall off.
That's entirely not true.
Yeah. Well, my mum used to say that to me and it's passed
it
down. Yeah.
Well.
So, and maybe we could all learn something from this. Remember, it's about a seagull. Seagulls, as you know, never falter, never stall. To stall in the air is for them to fall in disgrace and its dishonour. But Jonathan Livingston Seagull, unashamed, stretching his wings again in that trembling hard curve, slowing and stalling once more, was no ordinary bird. Like,
what does he do?
He learns to fly.
But if seagulls do fly, and what, go and get chips? I don't understand.
I didn't want to read it.
But you know about it.
Yeah, because it's famous.
But maybe Kat's bought it for you?
No, I asked her, and she didn't order it on my account either.
It's obviously someone who doesn't like you.
Fletch said, I don't understand how you managed to love a mob of birds that has just tried to kill you. Jonathan Livingston Seagull says, oh, Fletch, you don't have to love that. You don't have to love hatred and evil, of course. You have to practice and see the real gull, the good in every one of them, and help them to see it in themselves. That's what I mean by love. It's fun when you get the knack of it. Yeah.
Your sister, she's got a sense of humour.
She doesn't have a sense of humour.
Was
I don't
it a
think
book
she...
that was important to you growing up?
No, I've never read the book.
Have you asked your mum?
No. Mum doesn't randomly send... Do you have a family member that randomly sends you books?
No, but my family's very different than yours, Stav.
I'll leave you with this one. His one sorrow was not solitude. It was that the other gulls refused to believe the glory of flight that awaited them. They refused to open their eyes and see. I think I'm going to read it.
You just have. By the sounds of things.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
We've had to make the very regrettable decision to advise the ECA to cancel their event for this year.
Yeah, really disappointing to everyone involved in the ECA that has had to be postponed till next
year.
How
about that choice of music bed that they put under that?
Too harsh? Is it too serious?
The ECA's been cancelled!
Hey!
Yeah, but we're getting somewhere happy. We've got something happy to talk about in a second.
But today was supposed to be People's Day, which is always a confusing holiday because we know that people listening to the show in Logan and different areas didn't get the holiday anyway, and they've still had a holiday in their regions for what would have been their show...
Day.
But they haven't. Yeah, so they've still kept it. So it's always a confusing holiday.
Because traditionally, I always thought everyone got ECA Day, but then they spread it around so that the whole of Brisbane doesn't go on the same day. Yeah. Logan goes one day, the city goes one day,
so
blah,
it's
blah,
more
blah.
Just, yeah, the Brisbane CBD region extends out that has a public holiday. Mm. But I did see that a lot of people are pitching for when the public holiday is going to be because Anastasia said, look, it is going to be later in the year, and I think it's a great idea to do it later in the year so we can all book and go away and utilise it. And now I'm a little bit, like, there is one more public holiday, right, which is on the 4th of October, which is for the Queen's birthday.
Right, yeah.
And then I thought if we took the Friday, if we pitched for that Friday, which would be the 1st of October, we could have a long, long weekend.
Perfect.
But that's school holidays.
So
I was doing my pitch and you guys were like, yeah, that's great. Do you want that?
Well, no. Everything's going to be booked anyway and expensive, plus your children are going to be there. So, you know, that
Do we just
kinda...
sort of just cop it this year?
Mm-hmm.
And do we ask if we can have an extra one for next year's State of Origin?
Well, bank them up.
Just well, say, like, if you like, what would be your dream day then for this year? Do you want to just put it randomly, throw a dart the ball?
Definitely either a Friday or a Monday. Let's not do any middle week malarkey. That's ridiculous.
But you could do it the Tuesday then. If there's a public holiday on the Monday, you could have the Tuesday as well.
Is that out of school holidays?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that is sweet is when you do two long weekends in a row.
Yep.
So, you know, you get a 3-day weekend,
mm-hmm.
four days at work, 3-day weekend,
mm-hmm. so then
and then
do
four
the...
days at work.
So you want it the 11th of October?
Yeah, maybe after or even before.
If we all agree, we can all pitch it together.
Or is there another thing where, like, and this, I'm just fleshing out here.
Okay.
And 13, 10, 60, we have Stephen Miles coming up in 30 minutes, the Deputy Premier, and we only booked him on our show so we could pitch this to him. he'll plug other stuff. Yeah. The only reason we want him is so we can find out when this will be. When do you want the public holiday? What if we halved it?
Mm-hmm. Half days?
No.
Had two half days somewhere?
No.
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 Oh, it's just a suggestion, guys.
Yeah, right.
Sorry.
Well, no suggestions.
No black hat.
Decisions.
No, I've never no thought of that.
13, 10, 60. Mm. Call up with yours. No. Yeah.
Would you do like, I've never thought of the concept. So would you do like 12 o'clock, say, Thursday, you'd knock off and then you wouldn't start till
no,
like.
No, you take the morning, you come in at 1 o'clock.
Or like knock off halfway through Friday.
Yeah.
Come back halfway through Monday.
You do anyway.
Yeah, but this is for the people listening. And let's say you can't just say, I do. We all do.
Hmm.
You know, just a suggestion.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe do you wanna... feel like, so what are we in? We're in August. Do we just cop it for September because there's school holidays?
Mm-hmm.
We've already got one in October. Do we go, you know what? We're feeling like November.
What about Melbourne Cup?
That's a Tuesday. You said no midweek ones.
I did. Well, I have that at the Wednesday.
And I was getting, I would say like, you know, for the grand final for NRL, but we're not going to be in it this year.
Mm.
Yeah, but
so
it's
I don't
still
want to,
big.
I don't, yeah, but
well,
I don't
we
want
might
waste
still
it.
Have it here in Brisbane. It'd be the first time in history that Brisbane's had a grand final.
So you want it for the next day?
Because yeah,
it used to be a Sundays.
Because what's annoying, like Melbourne get the grand final holiday for the AFL, but they do it the Friday before so people can go to the parade. Mm. You want it when you're hungover the Monday after the grand final.
If you're passionate about it and it's your birthday and you want to pitch that day and you can get everyone else on board.
Oh, so you mean so like we can go, it's not the Queen's birthday, it's Sarah's birthday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's Trent's birthday
Miles,
weekend.
We're going to have Trent's birthday.
I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah. Halloween.
I don't mind it.
There's already a day there. You may as well give it a day off.
You're the one that said
I didn't know when I said it. I didn't know it was. Oh, I'm so sorry.
What if we did like, what if we did some sort of battle on air?
Yeah.
And it was North versus South. Mm. And we were in agreement that one side of the river, whoever lost, wouldn't get the holiday and the other side of the river would get 2 days.
Ooh.
There's so many options here.
Let's start with the day. 13, 10, 60.
Knock off early for an hour for 24 days.
You want to spread it through.
No, it'd be eight. It'd only be eight days. Only 8 yeah. days.
Well, you get the whole day off.
Yeah, but we don't normally work. Oh my God.
You get the whole 24 hours.
Yeah, you haven't gone into politics
I apologise, Stav.
Yeah.
Bloody good idea.
Thank you.
Yeah, great idea, mate.
Because we're actually getting more.
Yeah.
But they don't realise.
I know. Got them, bro.
All right. No idea is a bad idea.
Call now. When do we use this public holiday? We'll take all your suggestions and pitch it to the Deputy Premier.
Any reason. We're open to it.
All right, Carla, when do you want the public holiday that was meant to be today moved to?
Well, it just has to be Monday, September the 13th, because it's my birthday on the 11th. And how many years does it take before you can celebrate your birthday on a Saturday again?
Oh,
so
good point.
Let's make a big end of it. Yeah, okay. All about it.
So you want September the 13th? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. Just Carla's day.
Carla's birthday.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's it. Sounds great.
If you want, we could still call it the Queen's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
We could do that. I don't mind.
Yeah. We've already got the Queen's birthday.
I'll take that.
Still happening, though. That's...
Yeah, yeah.
She can have two.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Our Queen's birthday. Maybe. Okay, I like that.
Can it not be on the holidays? Can it not be on the holidays?
Yeah.
We're already away. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I get you. I guess you don't... See, when you're away during school holidays and you get a public holiday, it's not as good. You want it to be when you're in the middle of working. All right, we'll write that down, Carla.
Andrew and Carbo, what do you think? Where should the public holiday be?
Well, I was with the other lady. I'm thinking about it. I'm on August 30 because it's my birthday.
Okay.
But my birthday actually falls on that day. So so.
Oh, so you think you're Trump, Carla?
Yeah, I think so. Like, okay. I haven't had the day off for a while, and I think I deserve it.
Well, we were going to have Queen Carla's birthday. Should we have Prince Andrew's birth? Probably not, actually.
No, just Andrew. Andrew's day, I reckon.
Andrew's day.
Yeah.
Day for the people. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's only a couple of weeks away. It's pretty good. I like the fact that it's a Monday.
Yeah, so you do get that long weekend there.
Yeah, Sunday sesh.
All right, Stephen Brassel. We have Stephen Miles not too far away, the Deputy Premier. When should we pitch the long weekend to be?
The 6th of September. The fathers.
Oh, that's is that the day after
Father's Day? Father's Day is on the 5th, the Sunday. That's not bad, Steve, for you guys to spend more time with your kids.
That's him. I got 5 of them.
Yeah. Well, you need a day off.
And then all the mums can go away. And you guys can spend quality time with your kids. Mums. Not a bad idea.
You know what my mum's...
Plus, it's my birthday on the Wednesday and my daughter's on the Friday.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There you go.
That's a big week.
I don't mind that idea. Do you like the day after Father's Day? You guys didn't really sing to you?
No, I like it. Yeah.
Yeah. If we get to do what we... Are we celebrating Father's that day?
It's Father's Day. You hang out with your kids.
Definitely.
Yes. Yeah, Steve's in for it. Just...
Steve.
He likes his kids. Maybe he's got better kids.
He probably does. I wouldn't deny it for a second.
Jake, the Gabba. Come on, we're going to pitch this public holiday. When do you want it this year?
Hey, morning, guys. I was thinking the 5th of October. That way you get the Monday and the Tuesday, and then your week starts on the Wednesday, which is like halfway through. So you're already at half day.
I don't mind that. See, that's so that we get the public holiday on the Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah. You get 4 days.
I'm liking them all. That's my problem. What do you guys want?
All of them then. Yeah. How many have we got to go around? We've only got the one. I like the Father's Day one. At least there's a day there, you know, like a reason to do it.
Is it going to be too soon for them to organise?
No, they can turn that around. If they can lock down a whole city in an hour.
They want to get as much tourism dollar out of it. Mm. That's the whole purpose of the...
Yeah, what if we'll light up Airbnb the whole lot?
Okay, which one do you want? Do you want Father's Day or do you want this one?
Well, why don't we let Milesy pick?
All right, so you can pick Carla's, Andrew's.
Yeah. Oh, hang on, we've got a latecomer here, Greg. Greg, what do you reckon? Oh, this is a different one. What are you thinking?
Yeah, look, I'm a teacher, so I get this time off, so I'm not being selfish. Mm. But if Christmas Day falls on Saturday the 25th this year, which I think it does, we would then have Boxing Day on the 26th, which is a Sunday, and then we would have Monday and Tuesday public holiday, so let's make it Wednesday the 29th or something, so we can have a 5-day weekend over Christmas.
Oh, that is good.
Or Christmas Eve.
Yes, because then no one's going to bother going to work on the Thursday, which is the 30th, and then you get New Year's on the Friday.
I've got an objection. Sorry, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all right.
It's like that's like big shopping days when they open after, and a lot of people have to work that day to be able to prep for the big sales.
Not anymore.
But that's the big revenue for like retailers who have really suffered this year.
Sorry, Greg.
She really shot that one down there.
Well, it's true. Come on. You know what I mean?
It is a good point. Yeah.
It's a big sales, and they've really taken it.
All right. Well, let's find out.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105. Stephen Miles, the Deputy Premier.
Carol Baskin.
Killed her husband, whacked him.
Can't convince me.
You've lost.
Yes. God, that feels like a lifetime ago we were singing that on the air, didn't it? Deputy Premier Stephen Miles, good morning, mate.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back.
Big day today. The Brisbane Convention Centre and Exhibition Centre is going to open up the hub for vaccinations.
Yeah, that's right. We've finally got enough vaccines to open a big mass vaccination centre at the Convention Centre. It's free parking, so people can just drive in, go upstairs, see our wonderful health staff and get vaccinated.
So, because Stav and I registered at Queensland Health for ours, will we get a notification that that's when we're due to go?
Yeah, as soon as we can get you in. So there's about 230,000 people currently registered. We want to get 500,000 people into that system so that we can fill up every slot.
Okay.
Yeah, right. I went to the doctor yesterday to talk about AstraZeneca, and they said if they had any there at the time, I would get it. And I was actually really devo they didn't have enough.
Yeah, he was
yesterday.
Ready to do his selfie and get a lot of roll. Likes for it and get any vaxxers coming, but he didn't get it.
That is a shame. Most GPs have AstraZeneca on stock, but Otherwise, we're using Pfizer at the BCEC, so yeah. People can register online.
I think there's just so many people now, after what's happened in the last week, there's so many Queenslanders who don't want to see that for businesses, for families and stuff, which is just great. And it's great that this has opened up as well. People are ready to go.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. It felt like for a while there we had this thing licked, and then Delta came back and we had to lock down again. So that's got people focused on vaccinations, which is our long-term goal.
Stephen Miles, you'll be able to answer this question because Maddie told me it's for ratings, right? Why you guys spread out the press conferences? So why is ours at 10 o'clock while, you know, Victoria's is quite early, they get their numbers? Have each state locked in a time of when they're going to release it?
Look, it moves around a bit based on when we get the information. We try to do ours as early as we can during the day because we know people are often waiting to hear what the news is. It also depends when the states cut off their numbers. So we report at 6 a.m. numbers. New South Wales reports 8 p.m. the night before. So we try to give people the latest info we can. Mm.
But also newsrooms can't be watching 4 press conferences at one time. So they've got to be spread out.
That's all right. And there's lots of people watching online and on the 24 channels too. So I guess we try not to clash, but it happens sometimes.
Are you going to be popping down to the showgrounds and getting a birdie beetle bag on the weekend?
Yeah, well, I love my strawberry sundaes, so that's what I'm looking forward to. And that's a chance to help our medical researchers at the Prince Charles Hospital too.
All right. We also wanted to ask you a question this morning.
Because you do sound a bit tired. I'm feeling sorry for you because I know that you're overworked at the moment, okay? Like, you know, if we spoke to you 2 years ago, you were all preppy. So you...
A pandemic will really take it out of you,
really
won't it?
So you need a public holiday, okay?
We just asked our listeners, because you said that we were going to move the ECHA show day from today to another day in the year. We've got some suggestions from them as to when they want it, okay? Have a listen to this.
The 6th of September for all the fathers.
The 5th of October. That way you get the Monday and the Tuesday, and then your week starts on the Wednesday, which is like halfway through.
If Christmas Day falls on Saturday the 25th this year, which I think it does, and then we would have Monday and Tuesday public holidays, so let's make it Wednesday the 29th or something so we can have a 5-day weekend over Christmas.
Lots of good ideas there, Stephen. What are you guys thinking?
Oh, look, they are some good options. I'm seeing the Premier a bit later, so I'll put those to the couple of dates I've heard people talk about. There's one in September that's outside of the school holidays, and then someone else, I think the racing industry is talking about trying to get it on the day before the Melbourne Cup, the Monday before the Melbourne Cup. My birthday is November 15, and that's a Monday, so that might be a good one too.
We have had a lot of birthdays. Could it be, and here's another one that we were thinking this, the NRL Grand Final, there's a good chance it could be here in Queensland. I'm sure you're in talks. Are you in talks with the NRL about that at the moment?
Yeah, certainly one of the options is Suncorp Stadium, and I reckon that's the home of rugby league. It should be where the final is every year.
So could we, if we have the Grand Final on a Sunday, can we have the Monday off?
I think we already have the Monday off, don't we?
Well done. That was quick.
Decision made.
Isn't that the weekend?
It is. So that's the 4th. Yeah, we already do. So the grand final is going to be on the 3rd of October, and we have the 4th off already.
Can we have a Friday before then?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, the Friday before school holidays. As well.
We don't want it on the school holidays.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Well, geez, so much to plan when
really
you're a minister,
pets
isn't
me
it?
Up. God, that's great.
<few options.
laughs> Hey, watching you do the press conferences over the last week and even throughout the pandemic, I've noticed you've been in the spotlight a lot more than past deputy premiers. Is there a changing of the guard coming? Is there possibly has there been talk between you and Anastasia that, hey, you front the media a little bit more? Because when I want to move on, and I think you'd be great as a premier.
Oh, that's kind of you, but no, there's been there's nothing like that going on. I think it's really just that I was the health minister and the deputy premier, and that meant that during the pandemic I had a bit more of a role.
Yeah, right. No, it's
very
just,
busy.
It's just because it happens in radio, you know, when they want a guest on your show a lot, you know that, okay, so one of us is getting replaced by this person. And I thought, oh, maybe that's what's going on.
Does it?
No. The premier was in hotel quarantine because she'd been in Tokyo to watch the Olympics. So that just meant that I had to do a bit more of the press conferences.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. All right. Well, mate, appreciate your time this morning. And people should go and get themselves registered for that that vaccine hub, which opens up today at the convention centre. Really appreciate it, Stephen.
Yeah, please do. Thanks so much, guys.
Good evening. Yeah, there he is. Premier Stephen Miles on the air. Deputy Premier here at B105.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
You guys know my husband quite well. One thing he doesn't like is confrontation.
Mm-hmm.
But he tells me that he's going to sort things out, right? And we've had a few disputes, not going into details about it, but we're trying to sell a house because we want to get this developing company that we want to be like flippers, house flipping, right? So we're trying to organise that. So there's a lot of people that we're dealing with. And we've had some issues with neighbours. A couple of them wanted to have the trees cut down. And Scotty's like, you tell her. And I was like, I'm not going to tell her that. And he goes, I'm going to tell her. I'm going to tell her where to go. I was like, okay, cool. I'll watch that. He goes, now you watch this because I'm going to tell her there is no way, you know, it's just a tree. You're not cutting it down, blah, blah. He gets on the phone and he's like, oh, yeah, no, well, we see what we could do. No, we could probably do that. Maybe we'll trim it back. And that's the conversation. And I go, how did that go, big man? And he goes, oh, look, she knew where I was coming from.
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, no, every couple's got the person that will complain about, that's not what I ordered.
There needs to be a good cop and a bad cop, and you need to stick to the roles. And if you say you're going to be the bad cop, you be the bad cop. You then don't turn around and go, tell you what, the bad cop's coming, which is what he did. So yesterday, we were trying to choose a real estate. And I said, I feel really bad. This guy has been really helpful. You know, they do the pitch. And he's
like, it's almost like they're desperate. If they don't get your business, it's the end of them.
Yes. And he's been calling us all the time and he's been more than helpful. And he's like, hey, you don't need to sign with us. I just want to give you guys a few advice. I was like, thank you so much. Email, text, called. So lovely. Not going to go with him. And I said, I feel really bad. Scott, he goes, don't you worry. I'm going to tell him. I said, you're going to tell him. Are you going to text him? You're going to call him? He goes, I'm going to sort that out because I know that your mental load's too much and this is what we have a bit of fight about. I'm going to take it on board.
Mm-hmm.
I said, all right, when are you going to tell him? He goes, today. I said, okay. So I get a call, right? And I got a call from Scotty on the worksite and he never gives me a call. And he goes, hey, babe, I just spoke to him. And I said, yeah, how'd it go? He goes, yeah, I told him. I said, oh, cool. So he's not, like, he knows? Yeah. He's going to call you. So why is he going to call me if you just told him? He goes, no, I told him. Like I said, no, we're not interested. I said, 100% we're going with someone else. I said, okay, well, he's actually calling through now. So what were your words that you used? And he said, I said, I told him. It's my wife's decision. I said, hey, that's not telling him no. And he goes, yeah, I told him that you're making the call. And he goes, bye, I got to go.
You do realise that this has worked in your favour. Scotty's been trying to break up with you for about 15 years. He doesn't even want to be married to you.
He would be able to.
He certainly didn't want the kids.
Exactly.
In all honesty, there's no way he'd be able to.
No. He's living a life he does not want, but he just is too scared to be honest about it. It's like every time he comes home, I reckon he stands at the door and he goes,
Today's the day.
I'm going to tell her. Three, okay, babe. 2, 1.
Love
G'day,
you.
Darling. G'day, kids.
Oh. Good cop. Bad cop in your relationship?
Yeah. I'll never complain at a restaurant.
So it's never you?
Never me. And then, but you know me, it's never me, and then I pop.
Yeah.
But no, it's never me. Never me.
You know, it's just that dirty work that you don't want to do or just, you know, trying to organise something for the kids.
Because I think secretly you enjoy it.
Oh, no, I don't. Mm. I thought this was going
to
be
the
time.
Secretly to yourself.
Oh. Esther always makes me be the one to do the uncomfortable conversations.
But what about if you were going to turn around now and say, hey, do you ever say it was my wife's decision or, hey, my wife doesn't want it? Like, do you blame it?
I absolutely do that.
Yeah.
Every man does that. You're like, hey, mate, how you going? Oh, look, buddy, I know we've been back and forth for months, but I really want to. But it's all her. Ball breaker, am I right? Every man does that. It's like the greatest thing about being married.
Yeah. Then they meet your partner and like, she's really nice. I don't know what he's talking about.
Just get used to it.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Chatting about this on Monday, it's taken off around the country, but mainly here in Queensland, that when Daddy Cool, Eagle Rock plays, all the lads hit the dance floor, drop their pants, dance around.
Mm-hmm.
We learnt that girls started unbuttoning their shirts to be part of it as well, and they can drop their pants. They're in jeans. You can do whatever you want. And then I've done research into it because I've always done it since about year 11 we were all doing it. And then I learnt that it started here in Brisbane at UQ. But there are questions between whether or not it was St. Leo's College or St. John's College who actually started it. And then yesterday we spoke to someone from the Engineering Guild who said, no, we started it. We've got a rock outside of our area, and that's the rock that started the Eagle Rock, Eagle Drop.
But our friends were listening to the show yesterday, and I got a message saying no, because Damien says that he was at the Union College at UQ, which is also an engineering thing, and their group apparently started it.
Oh, for God's sakes.
So, I mean, they're all at the UQ though, right?
Well, and yes, but... At the end of the day, there's only, like any schooling system, there's friendship groups everywhere just because the whole school's doing something. There's one group or one, there has to be one man.
Yeah, who first did the pants.
Where the song came out and everyone's like, what are you doing?
It's the Eagle Drop, bro.
Oh, yeah, get in on it. All right. But at that point, they didn't know it was going to be so big, so they turned to him and go, now, mate, you're the one that started
that. Yeah, you never know.
You remember, you're the one, but you don't know. Remember I sat next to, on the plane, a guy that said that he invented the selfie?
Mm.
And I was so annoyed because I wanted to call Stab and tell him about this man. but I didn't have any phone reception. I wish it. Like, he was convinced.
This was in 1970, so this one is easy to say it was you when it wasn't. But the guy who invented the selfie, did you go and see him post it for the very first time and then scale the internet to see if there was ever a selfie posted before that time?
Well, he says it wasn't the selfie as a photo of yourself. He called it a selfie. That's what he's claiming.
Ah, so he, the word selfie. Okay.
I thought you meant that he invented the concept of taking a photo of yourself.
Whatever, anyone could have done that, I guess. Mm. Like
Van Gogh probably started that.
But he said that he took a photo of himself and called it a selfie, and he was the first one to do that.
Right, okay, so but before that, it was just taking a photograph.
This is going to be a long plane ride.
Yeah. You know Post-it Notes? That was me too.
That was the best movie. When they go back to the high school reunion, and they're like, oh, we invented... Post-it notes, and someone's like, no, I know the person they met.
I don't think I've ever met anyone who said that they started something.
There's a lot of people that are saying they've got their sayings.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, like, 131060, that's what we're going to ask here this morning. Did you start something, or do you know someone who claimed they started something? Nat, out in the phone room, I can't remember if I'm allowed to bring this up or not, but I remember you said you knew a chick who started something as well.
Yeah, we're gonna get her on, and she's gonna
say what she
has claimed.
Yeah, right. No, I just thought then, I was like, maybe that was rude. I can't remember what it was, and it's one of those things that can't go.
My one was rude.
Oh, okay, that sounds right. Can you say it in a clean way?
Well, I'm pretty sure. Back in the day, we had this table. When Kat lived in a share house, I'd only just met her. We had this table, and everyone would come and scratch sayings in it and stuff, or sign it, so you knew when you were over there who was there. And on that table, and this was years ago, it said, we're not here to spiders.
No, that's a no.
First recorded time.
No.
I've still got the table. I can show you.
Was there a date? Did they scribe a date beside it?
Because it was a saying.
Not like 15 years ago, it wasn't. Maybe even longer. 20 years ago, we met.
Dad's been saying that for years.
Has he?
Dad. Oh,
there goes that one.
No, Dad's.
Oh, not your dad.
Yeah.
I thought that one was quite recent. Anyway, I'm claiming it.
Yeah. No, you can claim it. You can it originated somewhere.
Yeah.
And also, why spiders?
That's like, why. Yeah.
There's so many things I'm not here to, you know, like, why did spiders come to mind?
Mm.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
We're on a mission to find out who actually started the Eagle Drop, where Eagle Rock plays. Everyone drops their dacks on the dance floor. There's about 8,000 students from UQ here in Brisbane who are claiming it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we are continuing to find out exactly who. I believe we're speaking to one of the band members of Daddy Cool at some stage, who they hopefully will know.
You would think they would know. It's their song. But we want to know, have you started something, or do you think you start something? What's your claim? Abby met the guy that invented the term selfie, he thinks, which sounds extraordinary, but it could be true.
Mm.
Now, Sarah, this happened, started in Pinkenba.
Sarah? Hey, Sarah.
All right, we'll come back to her, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Aisha instead. Hey, Aisha.
Hello.
What did you start?
Morning, guys. It wasn't me. It was an old boss. She claimed to have started the scrunchies.
She invented the scrunchie?
Well, that's what she claimed, and it was also on her LinkedIn page.
Abby, you're
it was on LinkedIn. Well, must be real.
So that's because they were in the 80s, weren't they?
Mm.
Yeah, I think she claimed she invented it in 1976.
Okay.
Was she rich? Because surely if you've got a patent on that, then you're set.
No.
And they've been all over the world. I mean, they were in Sex and the City. So
that's how rich you could be. Yeah. I tend to believe that because it's a bit random.
Well, no, we Googled it and then it was some random guy who actually invented it.
Oh. but Aisha, what's her backstory? Did you say to her, how did everyone else find out about it? Did someone steal her business idea?
Well, no, we never brought it up with her.
Oh, okay, right. A bit of a crackpot.
Pretty much.
Okay. All right, Sarah's now on. Hey, Sarah, what did you start?
Hello. I come from a small town called Pinkenba, right? Mm-hmm. And in Pinkenba, we all refer to ourselves as Pinken Barbarians. I started that.
Right.
Oh.
Pinken Barbarians.
Well, when I was at that school, I used to say Pinken Barbarians all the time. And then one time the news crews came around town when they shut the BP refinery and I said it on the news. And since then, every single person in the town calls themselves the Pinken Barbarian.
I think we can verify that one. Well done.
That's good. I like that one.
Mm.
So you are to Pinken Bar what the Chick Chick Boom Chick is.
You know, pretty much. I mean, they can dispute it if they like, but it's true. Yeah.
I like it. It's like, who was the first person to say Bris Vegas?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'd love to meet that person.
Do you reckon it was printed somewhere? Maybe, like an advertising thing?
Maybe. Or Brisneyland. Have you heard that one before?
Yeah, I like Brisneyland.
It's unfortunate the casinos didn't do it first, eh?
Yeah. Hey, Sharon, you're on.
Good morning, guys.
Your old boss thinks they started something.
Yeah, so my old boss, and he lives in South Australia, his name's Peter Brinkworth, and he invented chicken salt.
So our producers have written that your old boss thinks they started chicken salt, and I have to admit, I rolled my eyes thinking there is no way, because the man that invented it was Peter, and that is the same man.
That is the same man, yeah. Peter Brinkworth, down in South Australia.
And his daughter's Jodie.
Yes.
So it's true?
Yeah, but it doesn't have any resemblance to what it is. But yeah, he had a fish and chip shop or something.
Yes.
No.
He must be rich then.
No, I don't think he is. But it's just that
his wife is
though.
Yeah.
Did they split up? And she took all the money, did she?
No. She made her own.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, I think they did a big study on it because they were trying to track down. Because I stupidly didn't know chicken salt was Australian.
They don't have it in other countries.
Yeah. Okay. Mm.
So they've
just done a big TV thing on it too. So I'm waiting for that to come out.
Mm. Yeah.
Did he make it or did he get the product from somewhere else?
No, I think he
made it.
He made it, and it was for a batter for a fish rather than and for chickens. Mm. And not actually for chips. And then everyone liked it so much, he started putting it on the chips.
Lovely. Okay, that's good. All right, Belinda in Paddington.
Morning, guys.
Hi. Now, you know a girl who claims something?
Yes. Not me, but a girl I went to school with, she claims that she coined the term YOLO, you only live once.
Right.
It's not bad. I think she could have. Why did you?
No way!
She sat at home, thought to herself, "I'm going to make up this big lie because YOLO."
Someone had to invent FOMO.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, someone had to invent them, but it's not someone in Paddington.
Could be.
I think she just saw it online somewhere and then just ran with it. I think she was the first one for our school to bring it in, but she was convinced that she was influencing the celebrities. She was influencing everyone.
That's the best. Did she tell you the origin of the day she came up with YOLO?
It came to her. She thought, this is such a great little phrase. And then she used it in every sentence possible, all the time, every day. And then as soon as other people started saying it, she was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is catching on. This is so crazy.
And now it's on her LinkedIn.
I'm the YOLO girl.
Remember when I tried?
Yes, you had Bingo Bango James Franco.
That's right.
And got
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman used it.
He said it on the other radio station.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he goes,
Bingo Bango James Franco.
Did he do it just because he liked it, or did you do the, hey, can you try and say it somewhere else?
No, I said it and he picked up on it.
He's got an ear for these great sayings.
He was like, YOLO, I'll say that.
Hey, Raya from Callum Vale, what did you start?
Hey, good morning. I've got a couple of sayings, but, like, I'm not arrogant.
Mm.
I remember years ago, like, you know, like, in Queensland, it's quite hot all the time. So I'm like, oh, is it hot or is it just me?
All right, that's yours.
Okay, I like that. I like that. I didn't know it was you. Yeah. Okay, what's the other one?
And the other one is, there's only two kinds of people in the world. There's me and people who want to be me.
Okay, I love that you say you're not arrogant. And then you're gorgeous.
So you honestly swear on your life that you started those two things?
I swear on my life.
Okay.
I love it.
All right. I mean, we believe you.
You don't sound like you do. When you say,
next time when it's hot, you can say, is it hot or is it just me?
Yeah, I'm probably not going to do that.
I'm going to say, is it hot or is it just Raya? That's what I'm going to start saying instead.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
I am now with Small Steps for Hannah, trying to educate, help out the community and also fundraise, helping survivors of DV.
You guys know that I'm a very proud ambassador of Small Steps for Hannah, which is a charity that was founded by Hannah Clark's family after her brutal murder last year of her and her three beautiful children. Mm. And her parents and the whole community are doing such a wonderful job. Her mum joins us now. Sue, morning.
Morning, how are you?
We're good. Now, I said I'm going to do this. I'm a little bit like, because you guys do some wonderful work throughout the whole year, but this is another push that we're doing, which is for everyone to join up to do what with us?
We'd like everyone to join and do the Bridge to Brisbane with it.
Remember I said
under the team name Holt.
Yeah. Remember I said I'd never do it again?
Yes.
I'm doing it again.
Look at you go.
Yeah, I'm doing it again. Now, you do have to search for Holt, which, of course, is the names of Hannah, Leah, Aliana and Trey. So that's Holt. So if you want to go to the Brisbane Bridge to Brisbane website and search for them and join the team, we'd love you to be involved.
Are you running, Sue?
I'm not running. I'm walking.
Yeah, I'm walking as well.
Not a runner.
You look fit. You're a real fit-looking lady.
Sue goes to the gym every morning.
I go to the gym, but I don't run.
There's a few people in the group that, of course, Hannah's friends. There's a group that are quite fit. So they said, do you want to run with us? And I was like, no, it's not enough time. Are we going to do the 5K?
I don't know. I was thinking 10K.
Did you say the 5K, Sue?
You can walk 10Ks. That's only two laps of ours. We do walk five.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, good point. Yeah, I'll do it.
It's for a good cause, mate.
Yeah.
No, but once I sign up and they get the fee, it doesn't matter. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
right.
Once I've got the T-shirt.
Classic Coleman. I'm encouraging everyone else to do it. I'm sort of happy to sit on the bench. So, with your charity, Small Steps for Hannah, you must be so proud of the legacy of your daughter and your grandchildren that's come from such a tragedy that I don't think there'd be a person probably in the country who wouldn't know the name Hannah Clark.
Yeah, I'm very proud of how we're going. And we've got a wonderful team behind us supporting us and wonderful ambassadors. We're very lucky.
I think as well, Sue, one thing that you and Lloyd have been doing as well is bringing all the charities that want to put a stop to domestic violence and change. But you've brought a lot of them, I guess, together because you're all focused on different aspects of it, I guess. But for the first time ever, you guys all sort of met here in Queensland to talk about how you could even improve it.
Yes. A lot of us met in November last year. And now we get together once a month and have a dinner and we have guest speakers. And it's great to work together and find out what other organisations are doing.
Mm.
Mm.
Small Steps, predominantly, we're wanting to raise funds to give to other DV organisations that are doing a wonderful job and need more money.
I know that it's going to take time, but the one thing that you guys did want to do is change the laws around coercive control, which a lot of people didn't even know the name of before you guys were involved, Sue, because I guess they focused on the physical side.
Yeah,
the violent side, but talking about how much control someone can have over another person. How is it going with those discussions of changing the law?
It's going very well. We've done a workshop with the task force and... Look, the Attorney General, Shannon Fentinen's really, really keen to make a change. And the task force is fantastic. Margaret McMurdo's very keen and listening to everybody and what they have to say. I think we will change the law. I definitely do.
Great.
And another thing that the guys might be interested in, and I know that Lloyd's very excited about it and so is my husband, is that you guys are going to be celebrating International Men's Day this year.
Yes, we are, on Friday the 19th of November.
Well, we're all going to the pub with Lloyd, or what's happening?
It'll actually be at the lawn at Dockside.
Oh, nice.
Lovely. So a big event, yeah.
Yeah, great. How has the last, I mean, it's obviously been very hard, the last sort of year for you guys. You've been very positive people. I remember when we met you, you have a great energy about you, but you must have tough days as well on birthdays for grandchildren and things like that.
Yeah, we do. I actually had a memory come up on Facebook today, so that's made me a bit teary. Things like that will set us off. You'll hear a song, you'll hear little things. It just comes in waves.
Yeah.
And I know you guys are so out in the community, but sometimes you guys just do need to go away as a couple, I guess, and have still time to grieve and, I guess, not be around other people at that stage.
That's true. Mm. It is nice if we can get a little bit of time away, but it's a bit difficult sometimes, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's an amazing thing the charity is doing. Smallstepsforhannah.com.au is the website. But the Bridge to Brisbane, go to their website, search the team name HALT.
Actually, yes. If you go to our Facebook page or Instagram page, our wonderful Tish has put step by step how to get through to get it all done. So it should be very simple for you.
I like that. So there's no people complaining. And you can do the 5K, the 10K. You can run.
You're doing the 10K.
I'm doing the 10. Sue's doing the 10. I'm doing the 10.
You're in the 10.
It's great having a conversation. So I'll be there the whole time.
Great. Sue Clark, exactly. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Great to chat to you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
As another show draws to a close, Stav, Abby and Matt take a moment to reflect.
Mine's just six sick kids. Thanks, but no thanks.
It happened to Siobhan, our executive producer, the other day.
Mm. Got pregnant?
I was going to say, and it happened to me yesterday.
Got pregnant?
And I've had a vasectomy, so how on earth am I with child? No. No, when you have a group text and then you want to text someone else and the individual at which you want to text is also in the group text. So if you just go to the search bar and you text messages and type their name, the group one can come up.
Well,
and
it's predictive text, but it's like that for groups. Like it comes up already one presuming that you want them and you're like, no.
So my wife is in my phone as baby. And so if I write baby in the search bar, it will come up with our text thread plus the family text thread that she's in with me. And let's just say the things I say on our text thread shouldn't go in the family text thread.
Of course.
So I learnt yesterday. Thanks. But no thank you.
Got some new chairs yesterday. Very exciting. Got them home. And I measured, done all my measurements to make sure the armrest was going to fit under the table. Perfect. That was sweet. What I didn't realise about the table is there's a beam of wood across the bottom of it, underneath the table, which I didn't see, lowering the measurement of where the armrest go. And now the chairs
won't go in. New table.
It's an antique.
Is it?
Yeah.
Can you get some coasters and just shove them under the legs like you do for a wobbly table at the pub? That'll just sort of like jack it
There's
up
things called bun feet that I'm looking into.
Oh, you actually did? Of course you did. So you could just take away the piece of wood underneath.
It's an antique, but I did try that.
Plus, I imagine that piece of wood is what's holding said table together.
Where did you get an antique from?
A friend of ours was moving to Sydney and said, do you want our table? And then we said, sure, yes. And then I Googled it and I went, holy Jesus.
That's such a Barton thing, hey?
No, yeah.
Mate, Super A-Mart would have been a suffice answer.
Thanks for nothing.
Brisbane wakes up with Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.